It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good afternoon, everyone, from the Rowe Activity Center on the campus of Sacred Heart High School in Falls City. It's live coverage of Pioneer Conference Tournament Basketball. Three big games for you coming up. First, we'll have the boys' third-place consolation game, then the girls' championship, followed by the boys' championship. All of that on tap this afternoon and this evening. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for this afternoon and this evening's broadcast. Very pleased to have in the broadcast booth with me once again this afternoon, Dalton Knippelmeyer. Dalton, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Randy.
Dalton's been around with us for a couple of the Mudeikis games and on the air a few times this year. Glad to have you along with us. In the game played just a few minutes ago, that would be the girls' third-place consolation game. The final in that one, Diller Odell got the win over Lords. It was 54-42, so the Lady Griffins capturing third-place honors in this tournament. Our first broadcast this afternoon will be the third-place boys' game, and that's going to feature the Pawnee City Indians and the Southern High Raiders. Pawnee City enters this game with a record of 11-6 on the year. Southern Raiders just below 500. They are 9-10 on the season. And to give you an idea how they got here, first of all, for the Southern Raiders, Southern started out with a win over Diller Odell 75-56, but then they fell to Johnson Brock in the semifinals 69-43. Putting them into the third-place game. Pawnee City opened the tournament by posting a 62-33 win over HTRS, but then they came up short against EMF in the semifinals 73-59. So we'll have Pawnee City and Southern squaring off shortly. Right now we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back, and Dalton will take a look at the starting lineups for our game after this two-minute break. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101. And the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
And we'll take a look at the starting starting lineups here. First, the visitors of Southern. Senior Cooper Warford leads them, putting up 21.1 points per game on the year. Sophomore Pax Adams, 7.6 points on the year. Senior Cale Ames, 10.9 points on the year. Senior Dakota Whitman and senior Alex Meese, averaging about 10.5 a game on the year. Coaching the Southern Raiders is Aaron Whitwer, and that's the Southern Raiders starters. And now the home team, the Pawnee City Indians, 6'2 senior Drew Menninga, 6.3 points on the year. Junior at 5'11 Tyler Tegmeyer, averaging just 2 points a game. Senior at 5'10 Anthony Kling, leading the Indians 20.5 points a game. Junior at 5'11 Atreyu Kling, leading the Indians second in rebound, 7.4 per game for them. And Jet Farwell, the 5'10 senior, 15.1 points per game for them, and leading them in rebounds with 7.7 rebounds. Coaching the Indians is Hadley Sikora.
Indians 11-6, as we said, coming into this one. The Southern Raiders at 9-10. You mentioned Anthony Kling there, 6.6 rebounds, averaging 20.5 points per ball game. He had a big outing against EMF this past Thursday evening, a game that you heard here on Sunny 101.3. Anthony went out and set a school record for individual game scoring. He put in 33 points on Thursday night, and that is a Pawnee City High School school record for single game scoring. So our congratulations to Anthony Kling. He also surpassed the 1,000-point plateau here just a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
Speaking of the 1,000 points, Cooper Warford, he got his 1,000 points here in his senior year. I spoke with him a few minutes ago. The kids were standing up here by our broadcast point. Cooper not only has cracked the 1,000 points, he told me he's just a inkling away from 1,200 right now on the season. So he's had a very productive senior year for the Southern High Raiders. Cooper Warford will step into jumping up for the Raiders, and there for Pawnee City will be Anthony Kling. Pioneer Conference third place consolation bracket, and here is the tip. It'll be controlled by Pawnee City. Farwell with the basketball, casually dribbles across the timeline to the left elbow with it. Get a left wing back to Farwell. Around the horn to the right side, Tegmeyer. Ball for three. Got it. So Farwell opens things up with a three from the top of the circle. Pawnee City goes up 3-0 here in the opening seconds. Into the forecourt with the basketball for the Southern High Raiders is Cooper Warford. Warford on the left side, down into the corner, deep baseline. Now back up top to Warford. He comes to the near side with it to Pax Adams. They pass it around the top of the key on the outside perimeter. Warford puts it to the corner. Here's a long three, baseline left side, up and off, no good. Fight for rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Kai Spann. Spann with his first 2 points of the ball game.
That went off the front rim.
Oh, it did. That didn't drop. Okay, my mistake. Farwell, a whistle and a foul at the other end. We're going to have an offensive foul. Thank you there. I thought that thing dropped when I looked away. Now we've got a whistle and a foul at the other end.
That foul is on Xander Seaman, his first personal, first team for the Southern Raiders. And Jeff Farwell shooting one to try and convert a three-point play.
Farwell, the shot is up and good. He got it. Makes it a 6-0 ball game here. Farwell with all six of Pawnee City's points. 6:59 to go. Opening minute here of the first quarter. 6-0. Pawnee City on top. Southern with the basketball. On the right side is Warford. Feeds it inside the paint. Pax Adams goes up with a shot as he falls to the floor, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
Foul is on Atreyu Kling. His first personal, first team foul in Pawnee City.
Not a shooting foul. It'll just be the ball played in on the baseline under the basket. They get it inside to Adams. Adams at the top of the circle gives up top to Warford. Warford again to Pax Adams. Now this time on the left wing. Bounce pass inside the paint. Here's Warford for three from the right elbow. Up and off, no good. Struggle for the rebound. Kai Spann with a follow shot. Kai Spann's having a tough time under there.
He's getting the boards, though.
2-point blank range shots. Nabel comes up empty. Warford goes for the steal. Farwell gets away from him. Off to Tegmeyer on the right elbow. Now to Trey Kling in the corner, right side. Back to Tegmeyer it comes. Here's Farwell in between defenders. A little floater. Puts it up and good. Jet Farwell has come to play. He's got 8 points already, and we haven't even played 2 minutes in the ballgame. 6:07 to go first quarter. Warford into forecourt to the left elbow with it. They look inside for Pax Adams at the top of the circle between the rings. Again goes to Warford. Seaman was open for a minute on the baseline. Couldn't get it to him. Adams got his man in the air. Puts it back to Alex Meese. Warford underneath. Ball stolen away nicely. Pushing it down court comes Anthony Kling all the way. Feeds it across trying to get it to Farwell. Farwell comes up with the basketball in traffic. Clears it back to the top of the circle around the horn. Anthony Kling got his shot blocked and the rebound pulled down by Kai Spann. Kai Spann got the start here this afternoon in place of Dakota Whitman, who started on Thursday. There's a spin move, Warford into traffic. They're going to say he traveled and turned the ball over. Gives it back to Pawnee City.
Another thing for Southern, Xander Seaman got the start over Cale Ames, too.
Okay.
5:24 left. Indians lead 8-0 over the Southern Raiders.
Jet Farwell into forecourt. Right side, Tegmeyer down into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Menega had it. Now it's back with Farwell again. He's in traffic. Top of the circle. Left wing, Anthony Kling with the ball. A cross-court pass, looking for Trey Kling underneath. Not there. Now Farwell puts another three up, and he's got it. Jet Farwell is feeling it here. He has all 11 of the points so far for Pawnee City. And again, we've only played 3 minutes. 4:51 to go here in the first quarter. Southern High is going to have to find an answer for Jet Farwell defensively, and then they're going to have to find some points of their own. Kai Spann in traffic, kicks it out to Warford. Open look three off the glass, no. There's Trey Kling with the rebound. Trey Kling, outlet pass to Drew Menega. Menega down court, Anthony Kling driving baseline left side. Floater, Anthony puts it up, no. Trey Kling with the rebound, follow shot, put back up and good. Trey Kling got the put back. Timeout taken with 4:25 to play here in the first period. We'll take a 30-second break, be back in half a minute. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Roe Activity Center here in Fall City. 13-0, a quick jump out to the lead here for the Pawnee City Indians. Jet Farwell scoring 11 points in the first 3 minutes of the ball game here this afternoon. He came with a hot hand. 4:25 to play in the first quarter. And Coach Aaron Whitworth for Southern, I think he's seen enough there, wanted to take time out and settle his team down. All right, it'll be Southern with the basketball. Into forecourt is Warford. Cooper has the ball to the left elbow, a cross-court pass. Alex Meese handles the ball. Meese being chased. Ball stolen away. Fast break coming the other direction, driving, lay it up, and good.
Jet Farwell.
I'll tell you, Jet Farwell is getting it done. He's got 13 points in under 4 minutes. There's a three from the top of the key, up and good for Cooper Warford. Warford finally breaks the scoring ice here at the four-minute mark for the Southern Raiders. Farwell between the rings at the top of the circle to the left elbow, comes over. Here's an open look three from the left wing that's up and off, no good. Farwell tips it around. That shot was put up by Menega. Now a tie-up on the baseline underneath. I think we're going to end up with a foul call, perhaps.
Yeah, the foul is going to be on Jeff Farwell, his first personal, second team on Pawnee City.
Into the lineup for the Southern Raiders now comes Dakota Whitman. He's in and replacing Kai Spann. Whitman started the game, well, he's been starting all season, in fact. There comes Warford into forecourt. Right side baseline, into the corner. Down deep it comes to Whitman. Whitman has the ball deflected, top right back to him. Now Whitman comes up to Pax Adams. A cross-court pass to the left side. In the corner, baseline left side, three up and off, no good. Rebound Adams. is inside. Warford in traffic. Lays up and good. Nice move. Cooper Warford has 5 points now for Southern. And it's 15-5. The Pawnee City Indians on top. Indians into forecourt. Chet Farwell feeds it underneath. Trey Kling. Trey was looking for his brother Anthony Kling, but the ball is kicked out of bounds off the foot of Alexander Seaman. Alexander got a foot out there and kicked that one away. Underneath, oh, they put it into Farwell, and that's the first thing he's missed, I think, today. Put a little shot up in the paint. We've got a whistle and a foul called.
Got it on Atreyu Kling. Hits his second personal, third team on Pawnee City.
2:59 to play here now in the first quarter. 15-5. The lead is 10 for Pawnee City. Southern Raiders with the basketball. Alex Meese on the left side into Adams. Back up top it comes to Meese. He dribbles between the circles. Hands the ball to Adams. Right side Warford for three. Shot is up. Got it. Cooper Warford. He can be deadly out here. You just can't let him stand around unguarded because he'll do that to you. Nice shot there by Cooper Warford. Working on that quest to get to 1,200 points this afternoon for the career. With the ball into the paint, driving, layup, up and off, no good. Farwell got his own rebound, follow shot, put back, and got it. Boy, Jet Farwell.
Gonna run out of room in this first half. Or
yeah, I have to add him up. I think that's 15, right? I think that's 15 for him already. With 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. He's on a 60-point clip here right now if he keeps this up. Warford with the basketball to the right elbow. Comes to Adams. Back across to Warford. Stolen with the steal. Anthony Kling, spin move. Driving lay-in up and got it. The basket's going to count, and he will draw the foul. Anthony Kling with his first bucket of the afternoon. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul's going to be on Cooper Warford, his first personal. And second team on Southern.
Back into the lineup, Kai Spann checking in now to replace Alexander Seaman. Seaman sets out, Spann comes in. For the and one at the line, Anthony Kling. Shot is up, and it is off the rim, no good. Rebound, Kai Spann. Spann outlet pass to Adams. Adams across the timeline, to the left wing with it. Holding the ball is Meese. Meese lost the dribble. Goes to Warford in traffic. Back out top it comes to Meese. Double team spin move. Meese. That was a nice move to the basket. One of the finer athletic moves there we've seen. Alex Meese with the basket. 19-10. The lead is 9 for Pawnee City with 1:25 to go in the first quarter. There's a three from the corner on the left side by Anthony Kling. Kling has 5 points now for the Indians. That one was nothing but nylon from down deep in the corner, baseline left side. Meese with the basketball up top to Warford for the Raiders. Off to Adams. Pax Adams tries to get inside the paint. Feeds it back to Meese, who goes to Warford with it. Warford in the paint. Floater. Short off the front of the rim. Trey Kling with the rebound. Gets it down to Farwell. Look out. Farwell to the right side. Menega. Up to Techmeyer, top of the key. Now they go to Farwell, double team. Menega in the corner, right side. A cross-court pass underneath. There's Trey Kling, or rather Anthony Kling, couldn't get the lay-in to fall, and the rebound to Warford. 35 seconds to go here in the first quarter. 22-10. Pawnee has jumped out to an early 12-point lead. Dakota Whitman in the corner with the ball. Top of the key, Adams for three. He got it. Wow, Adams put that one up. He was a good 6 feet outside of the three-point arc when he launched that one. Pulls him back to within 9. 15 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Indians will slow it down and play for the final shot. Farwell with 7 seconds goes to the right side in the corner. Turnaround shot, Anthony Kling up and off. No good. Rebound comes down to Southern. Long shot. Let's go. After one quarter, Pawnee City on top here, 22-13.
We'll be back after this 1 minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha County Hospital is hosting a life-saving blood drive on February 13th, and they need your help. You can reserve a time between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. by calling Carla at 402-274-6127. Every drop of blood donated goes directly towards helping those in need, from accident victims to patients undergoing critical treatments. Join us in this vital cause with Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time. Call 402-274-6127 to schedule your blood donation February 13th.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to the Row Activity Center in Falls City. After one quarter, the Pawnee City Indians leading the Southern Raiders 22-13. I'm Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer, bringing you the broadcast. The first of three big games this afternoon and this evening. Southern with the basketball as we move into second quarter action. Pax Adams, or that's Meese with the ball, goes to Pax Adams, left side, into the corner, deep baseline, left side, three-pointer, up and off, no good. Jet Farwell, who had the big first quarter, comes down with the rebound. Farwell, spin move, in traffic, goes to Kling in the corner, back to the top of the circle, up to Menega. Now Techmeyer goes across to Kling. Kling shot is short off the front of the rim, but the rebound and a follow shot three from the corner up, off, no good for Menega. Rebound, Cooper Warford into forecourt. Spin move, he's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Oh, with a nice feed to Adams, he'll be fouled. Warford did a great job of getting the ball into Adams in the paint, but then a whistle and a foul is called on Pawnee City.
Foul is on Drew Menega, his first personal, first team on the Indians here in the second quarter.
At the free throw line, Pax Adams, a sophomore. He's averaging 7.6 points per ball game. Has three so far this afternoon. First shot is up and off, no good. He'll get another attempt coming here. 7:18 to go, first half. We're just underway in the second quarter here in Falls City. 22-13, Pawnee City on top. Second free throw for Pax Adams is up, it's off the rim, won't go. And there with the rebound is Jet Farwell. Jet's parents are sitting right down in front of us here just to the right. They got to be enjoying this basketball this afternoon. In the corner, down deep, base right side. Now it goes into Farwell. That one wouldn't go, but the rebound to Trey Kling. Trey's in traffic, does a great job getting it out to Anthony Kling. A cross-court pass, it comes to Menega. Drew Menega clears it out to Tyler Techmeyer. Right side for three. Off, won't go. Rebound, Trey Kling fighting for it. Adams comes up with it for Southern. Adams gets rid of the ball down court to Meese. Meese goes inside the free throw circle to Cooper Warford, right elbow. Warford tries to go between defenders, hands it off to his teammate, around the horn to Meese, into the corner, baseline left side. No, nothing there for Whitman. Whitman back to the top of the circle. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Pax Adams, long three, got it. Nice shot by Adams. That's his second three-pointer of the afternoon. He's got six, and it's 22-16. The lead is six for Pawnee City. Farwell with the ball. Jet Farwell stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Off to the right elbow with the pass. Put it over to Techmeyer. Now underneath, there's Kling. Oh, he tried a little bounce pass in the paint. Stolen away by Whitman. Outlet pass comes out to Meese. Meese comes across the timeline, finds Adams on the right side. Into the corner. Whitman, shot is up and off. No good, and the rebound brought down by Kling. Anthony Kling brings the ball up court, gives to Farwell. Farwell, big collision, offensive foul.
Wow. Fouls on Jeff Farwell, his second personal, second team on the Indians in the second quarter.
So Jet Farwell having a big night offensively so far, just picked up his second personal, and we're not even 3 minutes into the second quarter, so he's going to have to back it off a notch or so there on defense. Here come the Raiders of Southern High into forecourt to set things up. Top of the circle, left wing, Warford puts inside the paint to Meese. On the right side, Pax Adams for three. It's off, no good, and a great job by Anthony Kling getting that rebound. Down court, it comes to Farwell. Farwell in trouble. Now gives it back to the top of the key. Anthony Kling, left elbow, Drew Menega. They tried to hand it back to Farwell. Adams stole the basketball. Grabbed up loose by Dakota Whitman, stolen right back, and the shot is up. In and out for Anthony Kling. Got his own rebound. Tries to go up with a shot as he's fouled, and he falls to the... Nearly falls to the floor as he put the shot up. I believe he's going to be shooting two here.
The foul is on Alexander Seaman, his second personal foul. Third team foul. No, second. First team foul on the Raiders.
Oh, they're not going to shoot this. I thought he was shooting the ball
when he fouled.
All right, inbound the ball. Pawnee City, Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer comes back to Drew Meniga. Up top, Farwell. Tegmeyer, right elbow. Back to Meniga. Baseline left side. Anthony Kling. He's double teamed inside. Oh, he did a great job of getting the ball into Farwell. Farwell in traffic goes up with a shot. Round and around, and down it goes for Jet Farwell. I've got him, I believe, with 17 points. We got a whistle and a foul also. He'll be at the line for the end one.
Foul is on. No, that's not right.
Okay, what did they say?
They said a Trey Ukling, but Farwell shooting. It's on Xander Seaman. It's his third personal and second team foul.
Okay, free throw is up and good for Farwell. And he's got so many I've lost track. We'll add him up in a minute here. So they charged the foul then to Xander Seaman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. There's a long three from the right side up by Warford. Doesn't go. Rebound, Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling gives it to Tegmeyer. He'll bring the ball up court. Comes to Farwell left side. Farwell across court pass to the far elbow on the right wing. Now back up top, it comes to Farwell. Anthony Kling in the paint. Ball away jumper from about 5 feet out. Comes up just short, won't drop. Pax Adams pushes the ball down court to Cooper Warford in the paint. Adams under the basket. Oh, tried to dish it off to his teammate. Here's a long three from the top of the key that's not there. And there's Trey Kling doing the job he does so well. And that's pulling down the defensive boards. To Farwell in the paint. Farwell, fall away jumper in the paint, up and good. Jet Farwell's got to be pushing 20 points now. I'm not sure. Maybe 18, 20, somewhere in there.
20.
He does have 20.
20.
My mathematician and statistician, Dalton Knippelmeyer.
Yeah.
The pride of Johnson Brock Broadcasting over here.
Yeah.
I could get a smile out of the young man.
Yeah.
Dalton Knippelmeyer graduated at Johnson Brock a couple of years ago. Those of you not familiar with Dalton, he's attending school at Northeast Community College, working in journalism, and hopes to be maybe working alongside of us someday here in Southeast Nebraska. Back to live action. With the ball comes Pawnee City down court on the right side, top of the circle. Again, Farwell with the ball. You get nervous if you're Southern when he touches it. Here's a three from the corner, tipped out by Trey Kling, off the miss by Anthony Kling. A cross-court pass to the near side, in the paint. Anthony Kling, turnaround shot, won't go. Adams there for the rebound. Pax Adams comes down with the basketball. 27-16 is our score right now. The Pawnee City Indians jumped out to that early lead, 23-13, and they've led it all the way. Here's a ball deflected, tipped away out of bounds.
Farwell is outscoring Southern by himself right now with 20 points.
Yeah, that's something. Having quite a ball game here in the first half is Jet Farwell. We may have to round up a recording of this broadcast to give it to Jet to save in his memoirs.
Yeah.
There's a shot that's up and off, no good. The rebound pulled down again by Trey Kling. Boy, Trey's such a workhorse on the defensive boards. Trey Kling gets the pass down court. Farwell at the top of the circle. He's feeling the hot hand. Thought about taking that one. Here he is under the basket. In traffic. Gave it to Trey Kling. And the shot is up and good. Give the assist to Jet Farwell. Trey Kling with the rebound.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Are you going in for a layup against your current insurance provider and you just can't seem to make the basket? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop the best play to get you the slam dunk of coverage for all of your insurance needs.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region, Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatulis, seated alongside Dalton Knippelmeyer here at the Roe Activity Center in Falls City. Kirk Kilman, our producer-engineer, back at the sunny 101.3 studios for today's marathon presentation of high school basketball. Three big games back-to-back here from the Roe Activity Center. After this, the girls' championship and then the boys' championship.
Update for you here from Omaha. The Creighton Blue Jays are leading 11th-ranked Marquette 75-67 with 30 seconds left.
Wow, get us a final on that if you can here in a little bit. Back to live action here under the basket. Shot is up and good. Nice job getting the ball into Dakota Whitman. Dakota with his first bucket of the afternoon. And that makes it 29-18. The lead is down to 11 now for Pawnee City. Here's Jet Farwell with the basketball. Free throw line, fall away shot. He actually missed one right there. Farwell has had the hot hand. Could get that one down. Now Warford trying to shoot his team back into this. Across court to Adams. Adams is double-teamed in trouble. Puts it to Meese in the paint. Now to the left elbow. Warford for three. High arching shot off, no good. Meese with the rebound. He'll put up a three. It's good. Nice job from the corner. Alex Meese. He's got five in the ballgame. And suddenly the lead is down to eight. 29-21. It gets a little closer here. Farwell, top of the circle, left side. Oh, they tried to go into Kling. The ball deflected away. Adams has got it on the floor, and now a jump ball is called. That's a different kind of way of doing things. Trey Kling just pinned the ball to the floor with his hand and held it down. Then looks to the ref like, can I get a jump here? It'll be Pawnee City's basketball on the alternating possession. Drew Menega to trigger it in. Menega gets it in to Anthony Kling. A little alley-oop doesn't go. Trey Kling with the rebound. Anthony gets the out pass from Trey across court to the top of the key. Farwell around to Techmeyer on the left wing. Tyler Techmeyer, we called him Trent the first broadcast of the year. First shot is up and off the rim, no. And the rebound brought down by Techmeyer. If it comes to Anthony Kling and now Jet Farwell. Techmeyer into the corner. Anthony Kling for three. It's off, no good. Tipped around, rebound. Meese comes down with it. Into forecourt. Cooper, spin move in the paint. Cooper Warford tried to go up with a shot. He will be fouled. He'll be at the line. Cooper Warford shooting two shots.
Foul is on.
I have to wait till they post that. 24 should be.
Yeah, it's on a Trey Kling, his third personal and third team on the Indians.
Warford at the line has 8 points so far. This is his first trip to the charity stripe, shooting two. First one is up and good. I mentioned we called Tyler Techmeyer Trent on our first broadcast, and I was quickly corrected by a lot of fans, but Trent is what it said on the sheet I was given, so I was going with what I was handed. There we go. Second shot is up and off. No good for Cooper. Makes it 29-22, so we got it right now, Tyler. Into forecourt, Farwell. 25 seconds to go here in the first half. To the left side, Menega. Back up top, Farwell. Menega left wing. 20 seconds to go. Deep in the corner, Anthony Kling. Farwell with the ball. You suppose they want Farwell shooting it with a hot hand, he said. 12 seconds to play here in the first half. Now they move into the corner. In the paint, turnaround shot. Anthony Kling, oh, that was sweet. Caught the ball and shot the ball all in one motion. Here's a long shot at the buzzer. And at the half, the Pawnee City Indians will go to the locker room with a 9-point advantage. Our halftime score, Pawnee City 31 and the Southern Raiders 22. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here, then we'll be back with a halftime scoring recap. Right after this 2-minute break, you're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Did you know martial arts are great for the body, mind, and soul? Come find out during free trial week at Heller Martial Arts in Falls City, Monday the 17th, Wednesday the 19th, Saturday the 22nd, and Monday the 24th. All classes are free to try. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts for teens and adults, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. We have something for everyone. Find out more at hellmartialarts.com or give us a call at 402-380-3383.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender in Falls City.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farmin City Supply is where you'll find it. Farmin City Supply is country poppin' through and through. We take good care of you.
Farmin City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, along with Dalton Knippelmeyer, with you live here from the Rack in Falls City. It's halftime. The Pawnee City Indians leading the Southern Raiders. Our halftime score 31-22. Before we look at the individual scoring, Dalton, you have an update on Creighton basketball.
Yeah, the Creighton Blue Jays have defeated the 11th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles by a score of 77-67. Creighton has now won 9 games in a row. But it doesn't get any easier for them. On Tuesday, they play 19th-ranked UConn at home, and then turn around next Sunday, the 16th, and play at 12th-ranked St. John's.
But a great outing today, a 10-point win for the Creighton Blue Jays. All right, let's take a look at the scoring in this one. Again, 31-22, our halftime score, Pawnee City on top. Leading for the Southern Raiders is Cooper Warford. He has 9 points. Pax Adams with 6. 5 for Alex Meese, and Dakota Whitman has 2, for their total of 22. From the free throw line, the Raiders hit 1 out of 4. For the Pawnee City Indians, wow, what a half for Jet Farwell. He had 16, I think, in the 15 in the first quarter alone. He now has 20 at halftime. Anthony Kling has chipped in 7. Trey Kling has 4 for the Indians, total of 31. Pawnee City hit 2 out of 3 from the free throw line in the first half. Still coming up, we'll have the girls' championship of the Pioneer Tournament, and we'll have the boys' championship. Those are the two games following the second and third games of our trifecta of high school basketball here on Sunny. Right now, we're going to send it back to Kurt Kilman at the Sunny 101.3 studios. We'll have a 2-minute commercial break. We'll give you an update of the latest weather forecast. Another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. Dalton's going to call that one for you. That's coming up here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, FAST Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, FAST Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, FAST Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions for our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Shelley Limblade with your weather for the tri-state area. We'll see the clouds clear out this afternoon, leaving us with mostly sunny skies. Highs will get into the lower 40s, but fall into the mid-30s through the afternoon hours. Gusts will be as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows dropping into the lower 20s. And on Sunday, we've got more clouds in the forecast. We'll sit under mostly cloudy skies with highs getting into the mid-30s. Through Sunday night, we'll stay partly cloudy with lows dropping into the lower 20s. And our weather becomes a little more active as we head into the new work week. We have snow chances in the forecast on Monday under mostly cloudy skies with highs getting into the mid-30s. Less than half an inch of snow will be possible. That snow continues into Monday night and picks up a little with another 1 to 3 inches possible. Lows drop into the lower teens. The snow will hang around as we head into Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Shelley Limblade on Sunny 101.3.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back inside the Roe Activity Center, or the RAC as they call it, here in Falls City. We're on the campus of Sacred Heart High School. Pioneer Conference basketball, the Pioneer Conference tournament, third place boys consolation game. It's halftime. Pawnee City Indians leading the Southern Raiders 31-22. In the girls consolation game played earlier this afternoon, Diller Odell defeated Boards 54-42. Coming up after this, it'll be the girls' championship, Johnson Brock and Sacred Heart, followed by the boys' championship with Johnson Brock and Exeter Milligan Friend. But right now, we're getting set to move into third quarter action to this boys' third place game. And here to describe the third quarter action for you is Dalton Kniffelmeyer.
Time to get third quarter here. Start the third quarter. Southern will have the basketball 8 minutes on the clock. Indians lead 31-22. Warford holds it at the top of the key. Now the left side, Adams in the corner to Whitman. Now Adams around to the top, back to Meese, left wing. Whitman back in the corner. Now Meese, left side, almost throws it away. Warford gets it back for him. Now Adams. Adams drove, missed a layup. Atreyu Kling with the rebound for the Indians, and the Indians go the other way for their first possession of the third quarter. Farwell on the top for them. Raiders set back in a 2-3 here. Farwell looked to drive on it. Jump stop. Now to the corner. Drew Menninga. Anthony Kling, right side. Farwell on top. Skip past the Tegmeyer, right side. Farwell on the top side, about the three. Drives, kicks out to Mettinger from three in the corner. Off the back iron, no good. Tipped out to Tegmeyer. Now Atreyu Kling on the left side in the corner to his brother Anthony. Farwell back on top. Tegmeyer on the right side, hop step inside. Farwell will take the three from the top off the front iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Kai Spann for the Raiders. And Warford gives the other way for them. Looks to drive, cut off by Tegmeyer and Farwell. Skip pass to Adams. Now Whitman for three in the corner. It's good for Dakota Whitman. His second field goal in the ball game. First three-pointer at 31-25 is your score. Indians lead. Pawnee City comes the other way. Left side, Anthony Kling. Farwell now to Tegmeyer on the right side. Farwell looked to drive from the top. Skip pass. Drew Menningo for three in the corner. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Farwell. Offensive rebound shot put up, no good. Foul will be called on the Raiders.
Farwell tried to put that follow shot up. He was fouled by Kai Spann. And on Kai Spann, that'll be his first personal. Team foul number one of the quarter on the Raiders.
Farwell will shoot two from the charity stripe. First one is on the way and good for Jeff Farwell. Puts him to 21 points in this contest. 6:17 remaining, 32-25 your score. Indians over Raiders. Farwell's second shot is on the way. That one no good off the back iron. Offensive rebound pulled down by Anthony Kling, and his follow shot is good. Anthony Kling with his fourth field goal in this game stretches the lead to nine for the Indians. Nice with it for the Raiders on the other side. Between the legs, dribble to Warford on the left wing. Now Adams inside, puts up a layup off the glass, rolls in for Pax Adams. Pax Adams, his first two-point field goal of the ball game. Indians look to respond. Tegmeyer now on the right side for him. Farwell on top. Anthony Kling for three from the left wing. No good. Offensive rebound pulled down by Menninga. Now Kling back to Menninga in the corner. Tegmeyer on the right side. Farwell on top. Thought about the three. Now Anthony Kling for three. He connects. And Anthony Kling has his second three-pointer on the ball game.
5:24 to play here in the third quarter. A 10-point lead for Pawnee City, 37-27.
And Cooper Warford for the Raiders now to Whitman in the left side. Dumb down inside to Meese. His mid-range jumper off the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down by Farwell. Farwell looks to push up the floor. Taken away by Meese. And now Warford will come the other way for the Raiders. Warford looks to drive, spin move, floater up, and good for Cooper Warford. What a fancy move from him there. Now gets him into double figures with 11 points on this ball game. Jeff Farwell, Tegmeyer on the right side. Farwell on top, around the horn to Menninga in the corner. Pawnee City moves the ball pretty quick here. Farwell stands at the top of it. Raiders set back in a 1-2-2 defense here. Anthony Kling, left side, Farwell top, Tegmeyer looks to drive on the right side, kick out to Kling. Now Farwell for three from the top of the key, in and out, no good. Rebound pulled down by Warford. Warford pushes tempo for the Raiders. Now gives it to Adams. Adams looks to drive with it, kick to Warford on the right side. Meese will try for three, just a little short, didn't hit anything. Adams saved it for him. Pawnee City pushes tempo. Farwell to Kling. Kling's layup is good. And Anthony Kling has his third field goal in this second half. And his lead is back to 10. Adams with it for the Raiders on the left side. Warford now with the dribble baseline on the right side. Skip pass over to Adams. Adams puts a reverse layup and gets it to go with the foul. And Pax Adams will go to the free throw line to try to connect on his
foul. Is going to be called on Trey Kling. On Trey, that is his fourth personal, so he's got four now. Team foul number one on the Indians.
Dawson Wilkinson will check in for him. Wilkinson, a 5'11 junior for the Indians. Adams free throw on the way and is in and out. No good. Can't connect on a three-point play. For Pax Adams, he's 0 for 3 today from the free throw line. Indians on the other side with it. Tegmeyer on the right wing looks to drive, a kick out to Kling. Now Kling takes a couple dribbles, gives it up to Farwell on the top. Pawnee City content with just holding it and setting up their offense here. 10 on the shot clock for him. Tagmeyer on the right side. Dribble drives inside. Now Farwell looks to drive with it.
Five.
All the way to baseline. Foul will be called on Kai Spann.
On Kai Spann, that'll be his second personal. Team foul, number two.
Indians take it out from the baseline. Meninga inside to Farwell. Kicked out to Tegmeyer at the top of the key. Hands it off to Kling. Now stolen away by Cooper Warford. Warford races the other way. Puts up a layup and it rolls in for Cooper Warford. Warford now with 13 points in this ballgame. Two field goals in this second half. Under 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Farwell to Kling on the left side. Now Farwell on the top. Tegmeyer has it on the right side. Farwell looks to drive. Looks to step through. Now Tegmeyer with it on the right side. Kling holds it at the top. Kling looks to drive with it. Looks to go for a shot. Does, and goes in for Anthony Kling. And now Anthony Kling has 9 points in this third quarter for the Indians.
16 for the game now.
Lead is back to 8 for Pawnee City. Raiders look to drive as Adams kicks to Warford for 3. It's good for Cooper Warford. And Cooper Warford has his third three-pointer in this ballgame. And this lead is cut to 5 by the Raiders. Farwell for 3 from the top. Off the iron, no good. Rebounded by Adams. Adams up court to Warford. Warford's layup up and good for Cooper Warford. It's now a 3-point game. And Cooper Warford has 9 points in this third quarter, doubling his total from the first half. We have a timeout on the floor called by the Indians. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to the Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Cooper Warford has really heated things up here in this third quarter. He's scored a quick 9 points to go with his 9 in the first half. He now has 18. And the Raiders have climbed back to within 3 of the Pawnee City Indians, trailing 41-38. They were down by as much as, 11, I believe, early in the ballgame?
Yeah.
And
might have been more than that.
1:51 to go here in the third quarter, and we've got a whole new ballgame. Just 3 points separating these teams in this third-place boys' consolation game.
Back here in the third quarter, 3-point lead for the Indians, 41-38. Your score, minute 50 left in this third quarter. Indians have the ball out of the timeout. Farwell with it at the top. Tegmeyer on the left side to Wilkinson in the left corner. Now Tegmeyer looks to the drive with it. Wilkinson thought about the three. Now takes it in and out. No good. Farwell with the offensive rebound for the Indians. And it's in the paint. It gets it out to Tegmeyer around the three-point line. Tegmeyer skip past to Meninga on the right side. Inside to Kling. Kling takes a dribble. Puts a shot up and goes in and out. Shot no good, but Anthony Kling will go to the line
and
for
foul.
Two shots.
Foul's going to be on Pax Adams. On Adams, that's his first personal. Team foul number 3 on the Southern Raiders.
Kling will shoot 2 from the line here. First one is on the way and good for Anthony Kling. Now with 10 points in this second half, 17 on the game for the Indians. Xander Seaman checks in for Kai Spann for the Raiders. Kling's second free throw is on the way, and that one's also good for him. Kling goes 2 for 2 from the line for the Indians. Lead is back to 5. Minute 15 remaining in the third quarter. 5-point lead for the Indians. Warford will dribble it across the timeline. Adams on the left side looks to drive with his spin move. Puts up a shot. No good. Didn't hit anything for him. Farwell comes down with the rebound for the Indians. Now Farwell racing the other way. Jump inside, puts up a shot, and good for Jet Farwell. And that is Jet Farwell's first field goal in this second half. Lead is back to 7 for the Indians. Warford looked to drive inside, and the foul will be called on Pawnee City.
Not sure who they tagged. I'm going to have to wait till they put that one on the board.
Jet Farwell.
Okay, Farwell. On Farwell, that's his third personal, second team foul of the quarter.
Raiders will inbound the ball from the baseline. Adams throws it in up to Warford. Now Warford takes the dribble, dump down to Meese. His reverse layup, no good. Seaman with the offensive rebound and his first field goal in this ball game for Xander Seaman. And the lead is cut back to 5:30 seconds left in the third quarter. Indians go the other way. Farwell was it at the top. Tegmeyer on the left side, almost lost the ball, gets it back. Now to Wilkinson in the corner. Inside to Anthony Kling. Turnaround jump shot is up and rolls out for Kling. Adams comes down with a rebound for the Raiders. 15 left in the third quarter. And the Raiders will set up a last-second shot. Warford has it at the top. Will control this last few seconds. Warford looks to drive. Spin move. Shot up for Cooper Warford. Back off back iron. No good. Rebound for Jeff Farwell. And tried getting it up. Didn't get one up. At the end of the third quarter, the Indians lead the Raiders 45-40. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we've got a tight one here at the rack, 45-40. The Pawnee City Indians up by 5. 8 fresh minutes up on the clock as we move into the fourth and final stanza. Indians with the first possession of the basketball. They come and set their offense to the left side. There's a long three that's up and off the rim, put up by Kling, Anthony Kling. The rebound comes down to the Raiders. Into forecourt is Pax Adams. Off to Cooper Warford with the pass. Warford backs it out on the right wing. Looks across court over here to Whitman. Now instead comes to Meese with it. Meese tries to put a move on Tegmeyer. Works to the right side of the free throw circle. Hands it back up to Cooper Warford. Warford comes to Pax Adams on the near side on the elbow. Into the corner, left side, Whitman. Whitman got a bucket there late. There's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound saved from going out of bounds nicely by Jet Farwell as he tips it into Tegmeyer. Tyler Tegmeyer goes to Farwell in the corner. Menega around the horn, left side, Anthony Kling. Tried to penetrate inside the circle. The defense was there. Couldn't get it against this 2-3 zone. Here's a three from the corner. Up and good. That was Drew Menega. Nailed one from down there. That's his first bucket of the afternoon for three. Makes it 48-40. Now an 8-point advantage for the Indians with 6:45 to go in the basketball game. Raiders need to try and shoot themselves back into this thing. Meese hands to Warford. Warford, the leading scorer on this team, averaging 21 points a ball game, nearly 1,200 on his career. Left side, Whitman for a three. Got it! All of a sudden, Dakota Whitman is here. He hit a three back in the third quarter, and he suddenly has 8 points. We're back to a 5-point basketball game. Tegmeyer right side, Farwell. Menega for three again. This one won't go, but the rebound goes to the floor, and then finally coming out of there is Meese with it. Meese gets it down to Warford. Oh, he had Adams for a minute under the bucket. Warford took it all the way in, got the shot blocked by Farwell. Farwell, the other direction, on the pull-up, 10 feet away. Got it. Jet Farwell, 25 points in the ballgame. He had, Anthony Kling had 33 Thursday night. Farwell's got 25 tonight. Now we got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians.
That foul was on Jet Farwell, his fourth personal foul, first team foul on the Indians in the fourth quarter.
So now, Jet Farwell with 5:48 to go in the ballgame, playing with four personals. Trey Kling also has four fouls. They're going to have to be a little bit careful on defense. Raiders basketball, Pax Adams in the paint. Oh, nice feed underneath to Kai Spann. He can't finish. Spann had a point-blank shot right under the basket. I call that a bunny, and he missed the bunny. Here comes Pawnee City the other direction. Jet Farwell. That's a great name for a running back in football. Jet. He played six-man ball. Here's the ball tipped away by Cooper Warford. Warford. Slam dunk at the other end. Cooper Warford got the dunk. He's coming alive here, having a big ball game. 5:10 to go. It's a five-point ball game once again. 50-45. Pawnee City up by five. Tegmeyer feeds to the corner. Menega. Lob pass up to Tegmeyer in the paint. Top of the key. Farwell. Open look three. It's short off the front of the rim. Oh, the ball nearly tipped away by Anthony Kling. Pass it underneath. Whitman. Shot is up. No. Wouldn't go. Menega rebound. Farwell on the fast break. One on three. Oh, Farwell's going to be fouled here on the right side of the free throw lane.
A foul is on Pax Adams. His second personal. Second, first team on the Raiders in the fourth quarter.
Clock shows 4:44 left to play. This is the first of three big games we've got for you this afternoon and this evening. 4:44 to go in this one. Pawnee City up by three here in the third place bracket, third place game of the boys bracket. Farwell with the ball. Jet Farwell, top of the circle. They feed it into him in traffic. The ball taken away by Kai Spann. Kai Spann gets the outlet pass out. Down court, Meese comes with the ball. On the right side, Cooper Warford drives in. Got a, he got Anthony Kling up in the air, and Anthony Kling came down on top of him. He'll be called for the foul.
That is Anthony's first personal foul and the second team foul on the Indians.
Not a shooting foul. Clock down to 4:22 to go now. Pawnee City up by five. Raiders will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. They'll trigger it in on the baseline. Adams to toss it in to Warford, top of the key, in the paint. Free throw line jumper up, off, no good. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Cooper Warford at the line. He'll be shooting two shots.
That foul's on Drew Menninga, his second personal foul, 13th foul on the Indians.
At the free throw line, Cooper Warford. He is one out of two from the line this afternoon so far. Got a basket full of points, 20, I think. Shot is up and good. Does that make 21 for Cooper? Add him up for me, if you would, my friend. And he'll be ready for his second shot coming up. Cooper Warford looks to the bucket.
Yeah, I've got 21 now.
All right. That's 22 for him. Warford with 22 points in the ballgame. And it's a three-point contest, folks. 50-47, 4:13 to go. Pawnee City trying to hang on here. Now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Warford, I believe.
That is Warford's second personal and the second team on the Raiders.
Not a shooting foul, just a foul on the floor. Pawnee City's basketball. Inbound pass nearly taken away. Warford went for the steal. Farwell trying to take advantage of the numbers in traffic. Fall away shot in the paint. Up and good. Boy, Jet Farwell shows such tremendous balance in there when he's in traffic.
Yeah.
Comes up, falling over backwards and puts it in the hole. Makes it back to a five-point lead. Here's a turnover. Meese couldn't handle it on the far side. The ball got up into the stands, and now Pawnee City has their lead back to five, and they have the basketball with under 4 minutes to go. 3:51, clock running here in the fourth and final stanza. Boys' third-place consolation game of the 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. With the ball, Kling handles it, top of the key. That'd be Trey Kling. Gives to Anthony Kling for a 12-foot jumper. Doesn't get it. Rebound taken away. Trey Kling follows. Oh, couldn't get it. Trey Kling had an uncontested shot under the basket, and he's running down the floor shaking his head.
Yeah.
Could have put him up by seven. It's a five-point ball game. Warford in the paint, and he's going to get the basket and draw the foul. Cooper Warford got it to go and was fouled. He'll be at the line for the and one.
Foul is on Trey Kling.
first foul.
So Trey Kling has just fouled out of the ballgame.
We have a technical foul, too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Technical foul has also been called on Tim White.
So now this could change the complexion of everything here. Trey Kling fouls out of the ballgame.
Who's the tech on?
Didn't see that.
He said Tim White. I'm not sure who that is.
Okay. At the line, Cooper Warford shooting the technical fouls. The first one is up and off. No good. Warford couldn't get that one down. Now they'll send to the line Alex Meese to shoot. Now, for some reason, they're taking a look at Cooper Warford's eye here.
His contact.
Is that what it is? First free throw is up for Meese. It won't go. He'll get another attempt. So far, they have not been able to take advantage of this free throw shooting situation, down by three. Meese's second free throw is up, and
wow,
it's off. They missed all three of them. What an opportunity the Southern Raiders had there. Down by three, and they missed three free throws. They had an opportunity to tie the ball game up.
Raiders will have the ball.
So, it'll be out the technical. Raiders will have possession of the basketball with 3:19 to go. That could have been disastrous for Pawnee City, and I still can't tell you what happened that caused the technical. Neither of us saw anything, but something took place. Driving to the left side with it, fall away shot Meese off the rim, no, and the rebound comes down and cleared away by Menega. Menega gets it to Farwell. They're riding him down here defensively, and they're going to get Cooper Warford for the foul as he was pushing against Farwell.
It's Warford's third personal and third team on the Raiders.
Inbounding the ball, Drew Menega triggers it in baseline right side under his own basket. Top of the key. With the ball, Jet Farwell over to the left wing. Across court pass to Drew Menega. Now backing it out, Anthony Kling. Clear out near the midcourt circle to Tegmeyer on the right elbow. Tyler tries to go inside the paint. Can't get there. Flips it back to the near side to Menega. Menega again gives the ball up top to Farwell. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Farwell spin move. Oh, what an acrobatic move by Jet Farwell. Jet Farwell now with 29 points in this ballgame, with 2.5 minutes to go in the contest, 54-49, back to a 5-point lead for the Indians. Here's Cooper Warford from the right wing, up and off. Meese comes down with the rebound, but a whistle and a foul as Meese clears it out of there.
We got a foul.
Going to have to see until who they put this one on when they waiting for our official, Kellen Havikin, to come to the scorer's bench.
It's on Tyler Tegmeyer, his first personal. Pawnee's over the limit here, so
that's a fifth team foul, which means we'll now be shooting two. Who we got at the line?
Alex Meese.
Okay, Meese at the line to shoot two. He's 0 for 2 from the line tonight so far, has 5 points. Here shooting two. The first is on the way up, and it is in and out. Boy, free throws have really hurt the Southern Raiders. I have them now 2 of 7 in the second half. They were 1 of 4 in the first half.
Yeah.
And they are only down by 5. If they were making any free throws at all, they'd be in pretty good shape here. In for the Raiders.
Well, Xander Seaman.
Okay, here's a shot on the way up, and good. He got that one for Alex Meese. Got that one to fall. Seaman, Xander Seaman, back onto the floor now. And into forecourt comes Pawnee City, up by 4, 54-40. Tyler Tegmeyer in traffic, tries to get a fall-away shot that won't go. The ball saved from going out of bounds. Tip right back into Tegmeyer at the top of the key. There's a jump shot, baseline left side, blocked away, whistle. Foul is going to be called, and we're going to send Kling to the free throw line.
Foul is on Pax Adams, his third personal foul, 14th foul on the Raiders.
Anthony Kling at the line. He's made 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. He's made his last 2 in a row. That was back in the third quarter. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is up and good. That one goes down. Let's add him up here. 19, I believe, for him now.
Yeah.
Looking for his 20th point right here. That's some really good showings here offensively from some good ball players this afternoon. Anthony Kling, second shot is up. It's good. He's got 20. And with 1:57 to go in the ball game, it's back to a 6-point Pawnee City lead, 56-50. Cooper Warford down in a hurry, gets it to Meese on the left side for three. It doesn't go, and there with the rebound is Anthony Kling. Anthony Kling, outlet pass up to Jet Farwell. Jet Farwell feeds to Kling, driving lay-in up, couldn't get it. Maybe Pawnee might want to just slow things down a little. Cooper Warford driving layup. It's off, no good. Anthony Kling with the rebound. And I'm sure now Hadley Secor is going to take a timeout and slow his kids down here. 1:29 to play in the ballgame. Pawnee up by six. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dalton Kniffelmeyer back with you at the rack in Fall City. 1:29 to go in this one. 56-50. Pawnee City up by six. They have the ball. They'll play it in against full court pressure. They get it into Jet Farwell. Farwell dribbles the ball into four court across the timeline. Comes to the right elbow. Picks up his dribble. Bounce pass. Anthony Kling. Top of the circle. Kling dribbles around the defender. Now works to the right side of the free throw lane. Back up onto the left elbow. A cross court pass. A whistle. And we'll have a foul called here on the near side. And we're going to put Anthony Kling to the free throw line.
Fouls on Alex Meese's first personal 15 foul on the Raiders.
Anthony Kling at the line. I added him up. I think he's got 20. And he'll be up the line here shooting two. Kling, first free throw on the way up, and it is short. Hits the front of the rim and came off of there. He had made four in a row at that point. Was four out of five. Clock is down to 1:12 to go. It's a 6-point lead. This is important. This can make a three-possession lead right here. Shot is up and off, no good. Couldn't get it. But the rebound comes down to Jet Farwell. Farwell gets it back up to Kling. Pawnee City retains possession of the basketball. Some ways that might be better than a made free throw.
Yeah.
1:02 to go in the ball game. Now they finally come out and foul Farwell. And Cooper Warford will be called for his fourth personal.
Yeah.
All right. Be sure and stay with us for our post-game show. We'll give you a complete rundown of the individual scoring. We'll let you know how your favorite player did here this afternoon. Jet Farwell at the line. He's 3 out of 4 so far this afternoon. This shot is up and good. Farwell just keeps pouring him in. That's, I believe, 30 for him now.
Yep.
33 for Anthony Kling Thursday night. 30 for Jet Farwell tonight. Kind of pick your poison with this team. Shot is up and good. That's 31 now for Jet Farwell. Great night for the young man. Timeout taken on the floor.
We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Pawnee City Indians trying to wrap up a third-place finish in this Pioneer Conference tournament. They lead it right now 58-50, up by 8 over the Southern Raiders. Up next will be the girls' championship game, the Johnson Brock Eagles and the Sacred Heart Irish Girls. That'll be a dandy. And then the nightcap, that's going to be a lot of fun, too. The Johnson Brock boys, riding a 55-game win streak, will be facing EMF, Exeter Milligan Friend, in the boys' championship. 1 minute even to play in this ball game with an 8-point lead for Pawnee City. Southern has the basketball. Warford gets it into forecourt. Works to the right side. They need to shoot and shoot quickly. A cross-court pass. Pax Adams for three. Off no good. Rebound. Coming down with it is Farwell. Farwell trying to dribble away from defenders. They finally reach in and get the ball on him. But 13 seconds got away from Southern there. They're down to 47 seconds to play now in the ballgame.
Fouls on Pax Adams is fourth personal foul.
Stepping to the free throw line, Jet Farwell. Jet already has 31 points. He may be tying that school record if he makes both of these. Anthony Kling just set the record Thursday night for 33 points in a game. Shot is on the way up, and it's good. He needs one more to equal the effort by Anthony Kling just this past Thursday evening. 32 now for Jet Farwell, looking for his 33rd point on this free throw. Shot is on the way. It's up and off. No good. Couldn't get it. Kling with the rebound. Anthony Kling comes down with it, and he's fouled. 45 seconds left to go here in the ballgame. That foul on Dakota Whitman. Whitman's first. We'll be at the line now with Anthony Kling. Anthony's having a good night, too. He's got 20. All he's done is score 53 points in his last two ball games. Anthony Kling, free throw is up. Oh, rims around and off. Couldn't get it. Anthony had made four in a row, and now he's missed three in a row from the line. Down to 45 seconds to play. Anthony Kling, free throw on the way. This one is good. He put that one down. And it's a 10-point lead now, 60-50. Pax Adams down in a hurry for Southern. Out to the right side. Cooper Warford for three. Can't get it to fall. Rebound fought for. Southern had it for a minute. Now it's loose on the floor. And a timeout's going to be taken by Southern to preserve the possession.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Pioneer Conference Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Fall City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Sunny
101.3. Well, things are looking pretty good right now for the Pawnee City Indians for a third-place finish in this 2025 Pioneer Conference Tournament. They lead the Southern Raiders by 10 now, 60-50, up by 10. The basketball will belong to the Raiders when play is resumed. They'll be inbounding the ball on the baseline. Cooper Warford will trigger it in baseline left side under his own bucket with 33.8 seconds to go in the ballgame. Warford lobs it up top to Meese. Meese puts up a long three. Got it! Wow, that didn't take long. Meese nailed that one from the top of the circle over on the right elbow. And what do we got here? Foul right away?
Yeah.
Waiting for the official to come over here and signal. Meese nailed that one quickly.
Second personal on him.
Still 26 seconds to go. We'll send to the line here now. For Pawnee City, Dawson Wilkinson. He came in there a while ago when Kling fouled out. Wilkinson shooting two. Shot is up. Nope, couldn't get it. Dawson will have another shot coming. Chance to get in the scorebook here for the junior, Dawson Wilkinson. Kai Spann back into the lineup now to try and get this rebound. Dawson Wilkinson, 26 seconds to go. Free throw on the way up. It's short, just off the front. Rebound comes down to Southern. 22 seconds. They have to hurry. Warford. Oh, he's going to take it all the way in instead of shooting a three. Missed the layup. Rebound, Farwell. They know it's over right now. No sense in fouling here. Tegmeyer in backcourt. They need to get it across the timeline, and they do. Into forecourt to Menigan. They'll just dribble this thing out. 60-53 will be your final score this afternoon. The Pawnee City Indians with the win over the Southern High Raiders. 60-53, your final. We'll take a two-minute break here and be back with the post-game show and a rundown of the individual scoring right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa, that's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show.
Yep, get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90, no trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
A1 Cellular in Auburn is your U.S. Cellular dealer, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn. Stop by A1 Cellular today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Roe Activity Center here in Falls City. It's going to be a packed house for this girls' championship game. They're filing in and filling up the seats quickly. Time now for our post-game scoring recap. The Pawnee City Indians captured third place honors here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament by defeating the Southern High Raiders 60-53. Let's look at the individual scoring. First for the Raiders of Southern High, Cooper Warford led the way with 24 points. Pax Adams in double figures had 10, 8 for Dakota Whitman, 9 for Alex Meese, and Alexander Seaman had 2 for their total of 53. Free throws, they went 4 out of 12 from the line. For the Pawnee City Indians, a big night for Jet Farwell, 32 points in the ballgame. Anthony Kling had a good night, 21 after his 33 points on Thursday night. Drew Menica had 3, and Trey Kling added 4 for their total of 60. Free throw shooting, 11 out of 19 from the line for the Pawnee City Indians. 60-53, your final score. Pawnee City takes third place honors here in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Right now, we're going to take a break for about 12 or 13 minutes, and then we'll be back with a pregame show for the girls' championship in about 12 minutes. We'll be back right here on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.